God, Jeff was always saving. And Gitch was always wrecking. God, John was always making them great fights. But you can't forget to go customs. Or butt kicker and GMS. But most of all, you can't forget the Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast. The Not So Fast Podcast.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Jeff Ramsdell and myself, Dave Gilbert, and maybe we'll have some others joining us sometime during the podcast, but we're going to get started now. Yeah. But how was your week in iRacing? Any other leagues or official races?
What did I do? What did I do? I did a Richmond for my playoff league that I do on Tuesdays, and started 17th, and was in the back most of the race, and at the end worked my way up to 10th, so that wasn't too bad. And then we started a new happy hour league for Charlotte. I did Monday night there. I did their opening truck race, and started 4th and took the lead on lap 2 and led till lap 34, and that's when I had to leave to go to the Charlotte race for Dirt to Daytona. So, and I had like a 2.5 second lead too. I was like, oh, I really don't want to leave, but so I want to get some points there. So after our season's over, we're going to start that up on our break that we have. But other than that, it was a decent week, but Iowa was a kryptonite.
Yeah. Iowa is a fun track. It's just they have the next gen wrong on it. You know, the physics for the next gen is just not right at Iowa. But otherwise, it's a pretty fun track if they get it right. Yeah. Here we go. There we got Keith.
Keith, you got sleep seeds out of your ass?
No.
Just race walk right into here.
Yeah. I sleepwalked into here.
Sleepwalk, race walk, it's all the same.
We're just talking about our week and not racing. Anything you've done this week there, Keith? Other than the leagues that we run?
Just at the other one that I run in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays over there in TDR. I ran trucks at North Wilkesboro on Tuesday. Had a chance to win there. Tore my tires up just a little bit. Ended up finishing 4th. Then on Wednesday, Xfinity. I don't remember. We were at Kansas. I don't remember what I did there.
It'll come to you.
That's about the extent of what I did. I didn't do that much this week.
Yeah, I've been busy this week. My daughter's softball team I coach is in the championship game this week, but we've been in our playoffs this week, so we've been either having games or practices all week this week. So,
tense schedule at the end of the season.
Yeah. So today's our last game. So,
nice.
Yeah, but anyways, that's what I've been doing. I've been burning the candle at both ends recently, so it's just been tough. But we get through it. It's nice that the softball schedule ends today, and our league ends this week. Get a little bit of a break.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for summer.
Nice. Cookouts, corn on the cob, and pool time.
Yeah.
Summer that hasn't started yet.
I realize, right? It hasn't been.
It was raining here all week yesterday. It was like the first, I think it rained in the morning yesterday, but it just. The sun had to let so much water off of the pool. There was so much extra water. She had to let off like 3 or 4 inches out of it.
Yeah. So it was right to the top then.
Oh, yeah. It was like above the skimmer. Like, yeah. There was just, cause it just, I mean, it wasn't pouring, but you know, it was just raining just like all week. It's been so miserable, but you know, the sun popped out yesterday and she was straight outside though.
Yeah. Ours is like 2 inches from the skimmer and we're supposed to get rain like every day this week now, thunder showers or rain, some type of rain this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, we started off our week in iRacing. Sunday, you guys took the Xfinity Cartersdale Taco Oil Raceway. I mean, Lucas Oil Raceway.
Yeah, but it wasn't Taco Speedway. He didn't lead a lap at all.
Whoa.
He didn't. Yeah. Evan, well, what it was too, right? Like, so... It was going to be a fuel mileage race, and it was close. We were running 105 laps. It was about 96 or 97. You can get on the tank. Lucas, he was going to do it. He wasn't going to pit. And he was going, as he would say, he was going to make it. So the first half of the rat, you know, he's just saving fuel and stuff. You know, and, you know, Evan just, you know, jumped out there. And then that caution came out, like, halfway through and just, like, ruined it all. But Evan went out there and led every single lap. Was completely dominating, newcomer Scott Negus comes out there and finishes in second place. Lucas just didn't have anything. He finished third. Matthew Fitz was fourth, and Trevor Harmon rounded out the top five with
one caution, didn't we?
One caution.
Yeah. One caution. You know, it fell. We won't talk about that. Fell right there in like in the middle of the race and stuff. You know, it fell. So it took all that fuel strategy, you know, out of it and stuff.
Felt bad. I'm like, oh man, I didn't mean to do that.
I mean, but like honestly, I mean we had 14 people start the race, so like a little bit down, but even so, it was a great race though, you know.
Yeah,
like the couple out front, you know, they kind of checked out, but from, you know, like fifth place down to like ninth around there, they were around each other all night long with good race. And sure, you know, Lucas Oil's not an easy track to drive, and just like everybody was keeping off, like we were surprised there was one caution and stuff. It's like, but you know, the over under was actually 8, how many cautions there is going to be. So definitely came with the under there. So like now it was super happy and everything with how the race went.
And it was real tough to pass also. It was just,
yeah, well, I mean, and kind of what we were expecting was, it was hard to pass, so we're expecting the dive bombs and people pushing up in people, you know, and like just like ended up like wrecking people and crap going on. But you know, I mean, everybody was like super respectful and everything. You know, it was great.
Yeah, yeah, that's good when you get races like that. Even you know. That's how the league grows, because word starts to get out that, you know, this league over here has got some clean racers. So, you know.
And, you know, the first few races this season, you know, like, you know, we got a little annoyed last season, you know, and kind of laid the law down. And since we kind of laid the law down, you know, the racing's been, you know, a lot better. And the racing has been great, you know. It was Father's Day, so we're guessing that's why there's only like 14, you know, out there. But we've been getting close to 20 other first couple of races. But you know, it's been been great racing. That's all, you know, we can really expect. I mean, that's what we're here to race at the same time. We're here to have fun. And when you're pacing all the time, you know, it gets boring, you know? Yeah.
I don't know about you, Keith, but I told Jeff this while ago that last season with our Thursday night trucks, we had, you know, 15 to 25 trucks, depending on, each week. And we had a lot of fun last season with just that many. You don't need to have 40 drivers in a session to have a good session. You know, most of the time, you know, you get 15 to 25 somewhere in there, and you're probably going to have a much better session than when you have 40.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, I think it's who you have too. You get a good group of people out there. And once they really start to get used to driving around each other and know how everybody drives, you know, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think we have a good, you know, group of people and stuff. And I said before, you know, like, everybody has gotten better since we started Freaky Face 2. You know, like, everybody's been around for a while. Like, you know, everybody that, you know, were down towards the bottom, you can tell how much everybody has progressed. And I think that's helped the racing a lot, too, that people have gotten better, you know? Like, are some people necessarily up there battling for wins and stuff? No, but they're getting better. You can see them progressing, and they're starting to battle up higher and higher in positions and everything, you know. And when it comes down to it, you know, we're here to have fun. It's, you know, it'll always be competitive no matter what and stuff, and everybody gets frustrated, you know, with things and crap. But, you know, just try to have good racing. Everybody, you know, just try and be respectful as possible on the track. And, you know, that's when you get good racing. Cautions happen, right? Wrecks happen and stuff. You're just trying to minimize it. That's all you're trying to do, really.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's good to have a caution or two sometime in the middle of a race, because it gets the... But you don't want to wish a caution on anybody either.
Ramsdale was wishing for cautions last night. I'll tell you that at the end of the race.
He was bringing them out.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Yeah. But Monday night, we did take the Xfinity cars to Charlotte.
Taught Ramsdale a lesson Monday night.
Yeah. Ramsdale, he came into it, what, 5 points behind Keith?
And still... 6 points, 5 points. Still same.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I gained a point on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bonus point. I think the bonus points even out. You know, I threw it in there on qualifying and stuff to get that pole and everything. I laid it out on the line.
Then I got going, and I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going good. And then I'm like, Keith's coming back up in the field. It's like,
My qualifying lap was the fastest I had. It was like a 30.45 or something was my fastest lap ever. And then I threw down like a 0.30, you know, my qualifying lap.
And I got into the session because I was running late, and I was like, man, I was like, all right, that's a lap to put down. And then I got a little loose, and the rest is history.
This was my thing Monday night. I've ran a bunch of Charlotte lately, you know, in different leagues and stuff. I had a problem with tires lately. So I'm like, all right, there's hardly anybody here, like usual. I'm like, I'm just going to go out and run a pace, you know, and not sitting there. So that's why all of a sudden you see me on pole, and next thing you know, I'm basically in last place at this point.
I was like, huh, what's going on?
You know, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to fall in the back, and I'm just going to sit back here and stuff. I'm like, I know some of these people are going to tear their tires up. You know, I was wondering with you. You know, like, if you were going to get out there, if you were going to tear it up. But, you know, some other people I know were going to tear it up and out there going, like, yep, okay, here we go. I'm starting to make my way back through and everything, you know. And then, you know, and then pit stops happen and stuff. I got behind you. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to push you. And make you run harder than you want to.
I was running not too hard. I was just running, and then the tires just gave out, and then I followed you up in the wall. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, that was honestly funny, though. You know, it came off the corner going, and I'm like, no, and I stayed off the wall, and I look, and you, like, just follow me into the wall.
I'm turning, and I'm like, yeah, this it feels, you know, when it feels like it's going to hit, it feels like when it's going to go, and then it just didn't. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I was thing and crapping there, and then it just...
I think once you got by me, it was real hard to pass anyway, so it's like, yeah, you've got it.
Well, that's, yeah. You know, I mean, that's why I was just, you know, trying to push you and not push, you know.
Yeah.
The thing, I'm like, I got, like, we didn't have to worry about anybody else, you know.
No,
it was just, you know, just me and you, so I was just looking for the opportunity, you know, at that point.
Yeah.
So the other battle going on during that race was the butt kicker bracket battle between Josh McKinney and Michael Gitchell. So they're going head to head this past week, and McKinney edged out Gitchell to get the point on Monday night. And Jeff, you know, he beat me since I was too scared to show up on Monday night.
Yeah, everyone's scared to beat me.
Yeah.
This week.
But so then on Wednesday,
we won't really talk about Wednesday.
No. So you want to talk about?
We'll talk about Wednesday.
Wednesday's a new late model of races.
There's no reason really to talk about the race on Wednesday because basically nobody showed up. We did cancel Wednesday nights because nobody has been showing up. Like, 7 people joined a session. I think only 3 people actually started the race on Wednesday. 2 people finished the race on Wednesday. Of course, Evan won. But we just think it's just the road course racing. The league's been dying. It was kind of dying last season, and it's just been doing nothing this season. So we're just like we have to end it for now.
Yeah.
It's like we feel bad, you know, but it was like, even just, you know, like, yes, do some people come out? Do them some people want to beat by Evan and be destroyed by him every week, because Evan will show up every week kind of thing. But it just wasn't worth it. Keep it going and stuff.
So, do you have any idea what you don't have to tell us right now? But do you have an idea what you want to do moving forward? What do you want to disclose right now?
We are moving. It is going to be oval. Honestly, right now it's kind of falling on late models. Is where it's falling. We're thinking about kind of doing Wednesdays, kind of like how we do Sundays, where we kind of change the car and stuff. So it's falling on late models. We think we're going to pick up a really short season here in a week or two and just finish, you know, and just go through the summer with it. But,
yeah, because I think summertime is a tough time to...
Summertime's a tough time. But at the same time, too, like, so I race over in TDR, and they're sitting there on, like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They're pulling in the 20s each night.
That's so, a good number, 20 to 25, you know?
You know, so it's. I mean, it could be done. It's just, is it what people want to race, you know? The road course racing, like, honestly, if you really want to sustain a road course league, I think you have to have it earlier in the day, and it has to have Europeans in it, you know, because that's really what sustains road course racing on iRacing. You know, I mean, like, we used to do good, but then people just, it gets meh. I mean, it did with me. Like, I raced first race of the season and just haven't cared. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I stayed at first race of the season with Daytona. I stayed the whole thing, and I didn't go race the other lead in Xfinity. And it actually, like, took away a chance for me to win the championship over there with a couple races left. But, you know, it's like, it is what it is kind of thing. Well, you know, figure it out. Like I said, we're kind of leading on late models. We'll probably sit there and get it figured out, you know, this coming week and maybe in a week or two, you know, actually start it up. Kind of think about it might maybe be like late models in ARCA maybe on Wednesday nights. Kind of, like I said, you know, kind of do how we do it on, you know, some days and stuff, couple seasons, and then change the car up so it doesn't get stale or something. So we'll get it figured out, though, you know.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, just keep an eye open for updates on Wednesday nights for the Freaky Fast League. And, I'm sure, though, once they come up with something, they'll put out a schedule. And yep. So just keep an eye open on the updates. Join their Discord if you're not in their Discord. And they'll get you going. They'll keep you updated there mostly, and then their Facebook page. But on Thursday night, we took the trucks to Iowa, which was a pretty decent race.
Yes, it was.
We had 19 trucks show up. We did 100 laps, and we had no cautions. So,
which was pretty good. There was some good hard racing, and the bumps there was like you had to miss the bumps, and
yeah,
high line was the line to be in.
Yeah, I figured that out towards the middle of the race. I was like, oh. Then when the leaders came around to lap me, I'm like, oh, they're running high. And then I figured that out, but it was a little late then. My race was done after lap two, but we won't talk about that. We'll talk about everybody else. Qualifying, Luke Smith pulled off the victory, or the pole. And Wally Babb and Kevin Bernheimer were your top three going into qualifying. Luke Smith did have the EOL for the race win, though, so he had to start in the back. Come race time, though, and it was, I didn't know a whole lot about the race because I was not involved with it a whole lot. I was running my own race, but, you know, Jeff Radke, he pulled off the victory. Dalton McKinney, Mike Miller, Corey Stahl, and Jeff Ramsdale, you guys were in the top five.
I finished fifth, and I was still 12 seconds behind the leaders. Those guys were doing good. And then Keith was up front there in the beginning, and then, what happened to you, Keith?
I was terrible. That's what happened to me. The first, like, I was okay, like, the first 18 laps on a run. And I don't know. I was just tearing my tires up. And, like, I was as bad as my finishing place. Like, I finished where I deserved to finish. Like, I was just terrible. And then I was like, I knew we could do it all one stop. You had to, like, really, like, stretch it and stuff. You know what? I'm going to sit here and try some strategy. And I pit on, like, lap 41 and 42 or something. I'm like, hopefully cycle through, then we get a caution, and I could be towards the front.
Yeah, right.
We did it. But I was terrible. Like, I'm not afraid to admit it. I was just tearing tires up, and I don't know. I didn't feel like I was whatsoever, but I sure was. I was a good hot lapper.
Yeah. I didn't see that two-stop working for the race. That's why I stayed out.
It would have worked if caution had came out.
Yeah.
Because like when it cycled through, I think I was in like second when it cycled through. So I needed caution then, because by that time when like everybody had pit except Bernheimer, like Bernheimer was like on the same strategy. He had pit earlier or something. But like I was just getting rained down like crazy already because I had like 10 laps on my tires already and stuff. So I needed a caution then to come out, and we didn't have a caution. And
yeah,
that was that and stuff. I wasn't racing for anything. So at the same time, too, like that came into play. Like I never would have did the two pit strategy if I was actually racing for something. But not racing for something gave me the opportunity to try something
a little different. I was in championship, still in the playoffs, but I had some trouble there in lap two, had some damage to my truck, and I was like, well, I'm slower than everybody right now. I need to pit and, you know, try to make something happen here. So I did that because I had nothing to lose either at that point. I had to do something. I didn't want to just sit there and keep running consistently slow laps and not try something. But yeah.
And you know why we didn't have any cautions, right?
Well, there was no Patrick Anderson.
Yeah, or Turkel or Joe Turkel. You know, none of those were there. So we had no caution.
Yeah.
Troublemaker. I mean, who would have thought that we was going caution-free Iowa, you know? Yeah. Like, very least, we would have gotten one.
Well, I would have, after the issue I had on lap two, I was like, yeah, we're probably going caution-free now. I was like, this is going caution-free now.
Pretty stable, too. There wasn't getting real loose off. Wasn't, you know, they were stable.
Yeah, and then once the field got spread out,
yeah,
to, you know, thing is like, I didn't care that much. I was just trying to stay out of people's, you know, people's way and everything. When, you know, there towards the end, I think I pit again. Like, I didn't go real long again because I knew I was tearing my tires up. So it's like, I don't know, somewhere around 30 to go or something. I pit again. And then I was just trying to be respectful after that one. You know, I'm closing people down that are actually racing and stuff and trying to not actually get into battles and stuff if people are actually racing for something, since especially I was racing for nothing at that point. So,
yeah. Yeah. So the championship four, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know if you have them in front of you there, Jeff.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay.
So I got Kyle Spies, Radke, Smith, and Babb are your four that are going to go for the championship.
Oh, Babb did beat out Corey Stahl then. They were close.
Yeah, they were close. Stahl missed it by 1 point. McKinney missed it by 2 points. I was 12 points off, and you were 15 points off the cut line.
Yeah, that tends to happen when you finish 15th.
Right. And even my fifth place wasn't.
And that was 1,000 points off the cut line.
Yeah. 1,023.
Yeah.
But we did have our short track Triple Crown third race, and Radke won that Triple Crown. And then Corey Stahl finished second, Joshua McKinney finished third, Dalton McKinney fourth, and I was fifth in the Triple Crown Short Track Series for this year. We'll reach out at the end of the season to all the winners of the Short Track and Super Speedway Series. The winners will be able to pick a race for next season.
Race track. Right. And then on Friday night, we did take the Cup Cars, the Next Gen Cars, to Iowa to the skating rink.
We did. That was the Skating Rink 150.
I felt like I was in a Susie setup again. last night.
It was. I didn't want to create a setup for it because I didn't want to have that drama, but it was the iRacing setup.
I don't know, like, why, but that was so horrible and scary. And
I don't know if it was Donald or Manowit or something, but something was.
It just the car had no grip. That's all that, you know. It wasn't the bumps or anything. The car just had no grip whatsoever last night.
Yeah.
Ryan Johnson came over with another pole. Steve, you were close.
I was so. I went out there early, threw a lap and a half down and stuff, was sitting on the pole, and Ryan was the one I was worried about. I'm like, I want this point. And of course he comes and beats it by like 2/10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Luke was third, Cam Byron was fourth, Josh McKinney had a good top five. And then we went on to the race, and we had 10 cautions. Most of them were all self-spins. And we had 8 lead changes and 47 laps of caution. But DJ Trout snuck one away from Johnson there at the end.
I mean, that doesn't happen very often. Somebody drives around Ryan Johnson, but DJ did it last night. I mean, if your name, Luke Smith has done it, Lucas Gortman has done it, and you know, maybe a couple others, but it doesn't happen that often.
No, that, and even Ryan, I was in their channel last night, and even he said that these cars were just horrible here at this track. Yeah. He finished second. Luke Smith finished third. Corey Stahl fourth, and Cam Barnes. He had a heck of a race, and he didn't like.
He could come back and finish fifth.
Finish fifth. He goes.
I didn't think he was gonna finish there. By the way,
I don't deserve to finish fifth.
When he got into me, I did come over the radio. I'm like, at what point do you get off the track? like it was driving me crazy because last night I had one goal. I just. Jeff is all I cared about last night. I did not care about where I finished. That's who I was racing. Like, that's who I was racing. I was racing you all night long. I wasn't racing. I didn't care where I finished. I was just racing you. So all these times, you're having problems. You're in the back. You're far back. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay. I'm running good. Here's Cam wrecking. Oh, again, something happens to you. Cam wrecks again.
I was like, all right.
Cam didn't bring out all the cautions, but Cam brought out almost half the cautions. Well, you know, he got into me. We had the ones that didn't bring out the caution, know, and everything. You know, you tried wrecking me last night.
I was three wide and came down. I guess Dave looked at it. I guess it was neck code, I think. I was like, Keith, I'm here three wide, and then you got no grip coming off the corner. I'm like, Keith, I'm sorry.
You know? I didn't quite come down. It was more you coming up.
Was it? I knew we're three wide and tight, and I'm like,
I knew we're three wide, and I'm trying. It kind of looked like you hit a bump, and like shot up towards me and stuff. You know, I mean, I got loose a whole bunch of times last night, and for some reason with the next gen, I kind of know how to save the next gen without spinning. So there was at least that time, you know, like I didn't spin. I kept it going, made sure to try and keep it going straight and stuff. But there was a couple other times too. Like I got loose and I start going around. I'm able to catch it and stuff, you know, and keep it going because I don't want a caution, you know, to come out. But
did you get the flag with Cam?
When you hit it,
right?
If you go and watch the replay, because I told Sonny this last night too, right? If you go and watch the replay, so Cam gets loose in front of me, and he wasn't quite, you know, and I got into the wall and stuff. and like it didn't bring out a caution, right?
I come around,
I go through turn one, right? You'll see me go low and drive down onto the apron. I was about to quit. And like not even drive back to quit. Like I honestly
you still would have made the playoffs.
I was about to quit, and I'm like, because I had the meatball flag, and like I'm like, okay, let me just drive around and go into the pits and see how bad it is. And my required was only like 28 seconds. I'm like, okay, let me just hurry up and get it fixed and then go, you know, back out there and crap, you know. I'm like,
yeah, I noticed you were three laps down. I'm like, all right. And then I'm running like,
right, no, was it?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'm doing good. And all of a sudden the car just wants to spin out. I'm like, oh, come on.
I even said on the broadcast, I was like, at that point, Keith was 11th, that, you know, I was keeping tabs on Jeff. Yeah. Jeff had, at that time, you were in fifth and you had to get up and you had to be third if Keith finished 11th. You had to finish third. And so. Yeah.
And then there's another time, like after that, like I had to use my quick repair. I don't know. I'm old too. I might not have been played. I might have been thing later. If so, I used my quick repair there. That's what it was. It was what came. I used my quick repair. Well, not long after that, right? I come out, I get loose, and I absolutely crush the wall. I think that's when I almost quit then, and like that's when I came in, and you know how hard the car was to drive with it normal. Try driving my car the rest of the race with my wheel cocked to the right and stuff, because all I did was just sit there. I think we had like another caution. I was able to get like 45 seconds more, fixed and stuff. I was like, well, and I'm looking and I'm like, okay, a couple of people left. I'm like,
I was like, no. And then Josh had his incident. And I'm like, no.
I told everybody I was going to have my post-it of the points and everything. And I did right here to remind me,
had me circled,
you know, Patrick not being there helped a lot though.
It did, yeah.
Like for me, Patrick not being there, because I was above the cut line, you know? So you're the one who had to go out there and get it done. Yeah. I just had to do what I had to do. You know,
like if I was one point behind like Patrick, it would have been a better situation.
Yeah, it would have been a whole different.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I ended up crushing the wall, because once you were like behind me for most of the race up to that point, but at that point you were in front of me. So I'm running just a little bit harder because I don't know what you got. And if you start driving up through the field, I need to start, you know, I can't let you get that far away. Yeah. So I was driving at a different pace I had been all night, and you know, and then crap. But you know, then you had, you know, your problems, and I got so happy when you were a lap down. I seen your plan too. I knew exactly what you're doing when you're laying back, when you were the lucky dog and stuff, just staying away from
everybody. If this caution comes out, I'll get one.
You were the only car a lap down, so you weren't racing anybody. So all you had to do was not go a lap down, and then like. And then Luke gets loose, and I'm like, oh my God, please don't take me out, Luke. And then he comes up in front of you. I'm like, oh man. But
that was just a nightmare. I'm glad it's over.
That honestly was absolutely, you know, terrible. I mean, it was nobody to blame what was going on. I think some people just forgot how the car drove. And you know, and just you couldn't put extra effort in with the car last night. If you started driving harder, that's when, you know, I mean, I got loose. I tried everything in my power not to bring out a caution, which I managed when I did get loose and stuff, you know. But yeah, like you couldn't pressure anything, you know. like even trying to pass somebody, you're trying to pass them, but you're not putting that much effort into it at the same time too.
Yeah.
The point.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The points would let Johnson 45 points above the cut line.
Of course he did.
Yeah. I know. He had nothing to worry about. He goes, I could rage quit here and still win. I'm like, yeah, I know. Radke, second. Bernheimer, fourth. And Keith, you're fourth in points. I was 5 below the cut line. Trout was 8 below. He's like, can I beat you? Can I make it? I'm like, no, you can't make it. You're out. Patrick was 7th. And Corey Stahl, 8th. Now us from 5th to 12th. Well, 5th to 12th. We'll go in cumulative points for the playoffs and battle out for the rest of the points.
So the final four is Ryan, Kevin, Keith, and Jeff Radke, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's the final four going into Vegas. Everybody resets to 0. And yes. So there's no bonus points. It's just who finishes ahead of who at the end of the race. So
where you finish, yeah. Yep. And then Luke Smith won the Triple Crown. He had 3 top 10s, 3 top 5s, and 2 wins. Radke was 2nd. Stahl was 3rd. Kitchell was 4th. And Keith, you were 5th. And I was tied for 5th with you.
All right, so we did have the Buck Kicker Bracket Challenge, and Jeff Ramsdell, he pulled off his side of the bracket. But then we had on Thursday night, we did have Josh and Gitchell going against each other head-to-head, and Michael Gitchell beat Josh on Thursday, so they came into the Friday night even, and just the winner of Friday night advanced. And they both had issues, but Josh had issues later than Gitchell, so he finished in 10th, and Gitchell finished 12th. So Josh McKinney advances to face Jeff Ramsdell next week in the Butt Kicker Bracket Challenge.
And I can already feel Patrick getting all upset when he's listening to this. between Josh, I mean, he's a good competitor. It's gonna be a dogfight, that's for sure.
Yeah. But anyways, next week we have Vegas for the championship, and then I'm sure there'll be stuff to discuss to get the next season going. But speaking of next season, I wanted to put this out there. I'm just getting burned out with iRacing recently, so I'm going to be stepping down as an admin for NIL, at least for the time being. Maybe when I get the ambition to do it again, I'm sure that Jeff and the guys will love to have me back, but
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, I might in the future, but right now I just don't have it. So yeah, it's best to just step down, because if my heart's not in it, then it's not doing anybody any good. So yeah. I mean, so
take over and keep it going. Yeah.
So I'm going to hand the keys over to Jeff Ramsdell. He's going to be the league owner. And I'm really confident in Jeff and Patrick and the guys and what they got. And I'm sure they'll do a great job moving the ball forward.
Yeah. Do good. So, and get this group of guys. We'll still race good and hard. Good group of guys here.
Yeah, and I, hope, in 2 or 3 months or whatever, I just want to shut my computer off and not have to worry about iRacing for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll take our summer break and
have
some fun races, recruitment races through the summer, late summer, and come probably about Labor Day, we'll get it rolling back up.
And I'm not sure if we need recruitment races for Thursdays.
Yeah, and a Thursday.
Yeah.
The end of the year, it gets tailed off, and you don't know who's coming back and who's not.
Yeah. Say, I was sitting there talking to Lucas about this the other day, right? Like, I get it, but then I don't get it. Like, we all come out to race. Like, I don't get why people, they don't make the playoffs and then stop coming out and racing. It's like, you're coming out to race. Like,
yeah, to have fun. Have fun with your friends that you race with, you know. Yeah, whether it's like, a playoff race or a regular race, you know.
Right. Like, like, why are you, you know, you stopping coming out and racing? And, like, you put effort into, like, the whole season, and then you just, like, stop coming out. It's like, I personally don't understand that. Like, yeah. Last night, like, only 12 people being there last night, like... I mean, I understand it's summer, but still, you know, you put the commitment in. We're like on race, what, 16 or 17 and stuff, and then just
you get to the end and you're not going to do anything else.
Yeah, it was basically playoff drivers, and then all the playoff drivers weren't even there last night. You know.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this too. My heart's not into the Liberty Racing Network. It's never really been into it. I've done it just to help the leagues out, but I'm shutting that down completely. I would have been better off racing last night and just being the 13th driver out there than broadcasting. For most of the broadcast, there was one person viewing, and I think that was probably Jeff.
Yeah, I had that. No.
Now, actually, Sonya watched the whole race last night.
Oh, did she? Well, then Streamlabs was only.
Yeah, she definitely had it up on the TV last night. She was watching.
So Streamlabs was off as far as how many people were watching then.
Yeah, I don't trust that stuff anyway. 50 people
watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Come to find out, you know, I think she just wasn't in the chat or whatever, but she definitely. Definitely, because she likes it when it's on YouTube or whatever. When it's easy to put it on the TV, she'll just throw it up on the TV, you know.
Yeah, oh, I understand that. But
so coming down to the final race of the season here for the overall points here, we have Luke Smith and Radke 19 points away from each other. So Radke's 19 points behind Luke Smith. So that's going to be a race.
Hey, don't forget third place.
Yeah, you got a long shot.
Hey, I'm still in third, though.
If they still don't show up to the races.
So who's leading the overall?
Luke Smith is.
Oh, he's got 19 points over Jeff Radke?
Radke, yep.
Yeah.
Keith is third. I'm fourth. And Ryan Johnson, who has... 8 less races, you know, is almost 10 points away from me.
But
I like the idea of doing the combined points and doing a little prize.
Yeah. It's trying to get people involved. That's what kind of what the butt kicker was about, too.
Next season, you know, just make it Thursday and Friday, the combined points. I don't know what's going to go on with Mondays going forward.
Yeah, it won't be. No. I'm sure it won't be the way it was this season. We thought. I mean, sitting around talking about it, thinking, "Oh, we run all these different cars and all these different tracks, and everybody's going to love it."
Yeah.
We were way off on that one. Nobody loved it at all.
Yeah. But Mondays might be worth just like killing it for a while.
Yeah. Too.
You know, just, you know, I mean, we had the little, it was fun, you know, we had that little group of people, they're coming out every week and stuff, you know, but, I mean, honestly, I'm probably done with Mondays for a while, you know, I'm trying to, for the rest of the summer, just kind of cut down on what I'm doing, too, you know.
Yeah.
Feel the same race-wise way. Race-wise and stuff.
Summertime, spending nights.
Yeah, because, you know, I race almost every single night, which I like racing, so she doesn't care all that much, which helps at the same time, too. You know.
I think that's why I don't really I don't get much joy out of broadcasting on Fridays, because I really am only getting to race maybe one night a week.
Yeah,
great.
And you're thinking if I use that other night, I can race.
Yeah,
broadcasting sucks. I know. eight more races. I'm counting it. Oh, and then I didn't even realize, too, I found out yesterday, you know, that the cup race tomorrow is tomorrow night.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, oh, boy, I'm going to have to have that on my... Because I got a TV above my monitors here that I can put the race on or football on or whatever I can watch. So
I have that on. I have one to my... like. So I have triples. I have a 40-inch TV, and it's all the way up at the top of the wall, so I can see it over my monitor.
Yeah.
So I'm like the same way, you know, I'll put on, if I'm actually watching something, I'll put it on the TV, you know, over there and stuff. And we're at dirt, so it's going to be interesting to see how many people, show up on Sunday.
Now, is there a setup for that, or did you guys make up a setup?
There actually is a setup for it, because the ARCA car actually in officials goes there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So, you know, there's actually an iRacing setup for it. You or may not see me out on the track on Sunday.
All right. So, speaking of the NASCAR, though, we have our driver picks.
Oh, yes.
And, Keith, you haven't made a pick yet.
I didn't think.
We made one for you.
No, we didn't. He gets the pick. Since he's here, he gets to make a pick.
I'm here, so...
I was there, too, and I didn't... But I guess not...
You left when we did the driver pick.
I don't know who has been picked.
All right, who has been picked? Jeff picked Kyle Larson. Patrick picked Ross Chastain. Joe took Daniel Suarez. And I picked William Byron.
I'm gonna take. I don't know what. I don't know who I have. Did you say Kyle Busch?
Nope. You have used Busch twice, though.
Have I?
Yes.
Dang it! I'm gonna take Chase Elliott.
All right, Elliott. All right, so then we got a pick for Michael Gitchell. Who are we picking for Gitchell?
So Gitchell gets
Gragson. All right, and then we got a pick for Thomas.
I'll give him Haley.
Haley it is. All right, so there we go. We got our driver pick set. Currently, Jeff has got 5 points over Gitchell with 4. So I haven't got any points, so we got to make some. I got to start getting some points here.
I got my points out of 1 race.
All right. Well, with that being said, you got anything else to add to this?
It's good to be in Vegas next week.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting week of racing next week, starting on Monday.
Yes.
All right. Hopefully, I'll be able to make it on Monday. I don't think my daughter's team will be playing.
I got to have a chat with Lucas to make sure the internet's not working on Monday there.
it has happened.
I gotta tell somebody in town to hit a telephone pole near your house or something.
I still can't believe that happened that night. That was just so crazy that he got dropped, and then 10 seconds later I did.
You're like, huh, why is he dropping? Uh-oh.
Yeah, and then like boom, then I did. Like, what? Wasn't not happy. At least it happened on a Wednesday, so
right, a night that you don't really care for points,
right? And a night or whatnot that has now been canceled.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, we're gonna cut this off right here. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right, guys.
Later.